Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the second Monday of every month from 2 to 3, it must be Coach's Corner. I love the show, starring Joe and Lori Battaglia. Joe and Lori, how are you?
Doing good today.
Terrific.
It's a great day.
This is great because you had your debut show last month, and you guys were on fire. And talking about on fire, you're going to ignite the audience today because it's about reinventing and reigniting one's passion. Everyone should be really paying close attention to this.
Yes, absolutely.
No doubt about it, because in today's environment that, people – you tie into the doom and gloom, and if you do, I mean, most people do, you need to know a way to get out of the doom and gloom. The only way I know of is passion, and more passion, and start changing your thinking as living the dream coaches. That's what you do.
That's right.
That's it.
How fun is that? And Joe, you got something cool going on, because at the end of the show, or the last, let's say, 3 to 4 minutes, you're going to have a segment called A Cup of Joe, Your Weekly Rant.
My weekly rant.
I can't wait for that. Give us a little hint. What's the weekly rant going to be about?
Well, it's just one of those things that, I just tend to I snag on an idea and off I go.
Wow. So you're going to be ranting. I'm going to have to control the time. Should we maybe start 10 minutes before the end?
No, 3 or 4 will do just fine.
I'll say, Joe, enough ranting.
Yes.
Where's the rage? How about rage and rant?
Sure.
R&R.
I try.
And then reignite and reinvent.
Wait, I just figured something out and I get credit for it,
yeah.
R&R. That doesn't even have the same initials. But R&R would be rest and recuperation.
That's right.
Where did I get R&R for wage? Oh, yeah, no, that's right. I was thinking.
Rage and rant.
Yeah, rage and rant. So R&R and R&R. So after R&R, you get your R&R.
Right.
And then you can have a cup of Joe.
There it is.
You ever see the show Morning Joe?
No.
It's MSNBC. Joe Scarborough. Anyway, a political thing. So today's going to be great, but before we start, I mean, your company is Living the Dream Coaches. Tell us a little bit about that before we get into the topic today, which is reinventing and reigniting your life, yourself, your passion, anything to really redesign your life.
Yes.
So Living the Dream Coaches, what do you got?
Okay. Well, we do two main things. We help people reinvent themselves when they're at that point in life where they're thinking about something new and they're not quite sure how to get there or they're stuck. And then we also do relationships. Last month we talked a lot about relationships because it was February.
Yeah.
But that's Joe's end of the deal.
It tends to be my passion.
You like relationships.
I like relationships.
But you have one special one.
Yes.
I do.
Wait, he said it like it was a question.
Yeah.
I do?
No.
Tommy, did he say it like a question? I thought that's what I heard.
No,
I've seen you. You are really a cool couple.
Thank you.
No doubt.
Thank you.
Yeah, relationships, very important. But also, if you're stuck, if you have a crossroads, if you have big decisions to make, indecisiveness could be a... sort of an indication of fear or insecurity or something, or lack of knowledge, maybe?
It could be that. It could just be that people are so used to their habits, and we had one person describe it to us recently as being stuck on one of those roundabouts, the circles, like we used to have back east in New Jersey, and now they're in Sedona and everywhere. So if you feel like you're stuck on a traffic circle and you just can't figure out how to get off of it, then you probably are at that point where you want to reinvent.
You know, it's interesting. There's a roundabout in off I-17 in Happy Valley.
Yes.
And being from California, I'm not used to any of that stuff. And, of course, living out here, I wasn't used to it. That's a scary thing.
It is.
You don't know who to let go, let in first. And and you don't know where you should get off, it's horrible.
It is.
So
it
you're
is.
Used to that in New Jersey.
Well, that was the neighboring state to where we used to live, and they didn't work well there. So we were kind of surprised when they started up here.
Yeah, they ended up ripping them all out.
Really?
They did.
Yeah. Who designed that? Who could even have a mind to figure something like that out?
Might be European.
Now, let's give it their due. I mean, these are a little bit more sophisticated than the circles in New Jersey.
Yes, they are.
A little bit, anyway. Yeah.
The ones out here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh.
So we'll see how these turn out, but they there were so many accidents. They were
it's confusing.
Yes.
They don't know where to go. So
yep,
I saw someone go the wrong way. That even made it more confusing. And then I saw someone go the right way, but they were backing up, which made it the wrong way.
What? Right.
Ouch.
That's not good.
Speaking about going the wrong way, this is why Living the Dream coaches, both Joe and Lori, is so important. For people to have coaches.
Yeah.
And don't wait till you think you need a coach. I think wellness-type coaching is absolutely just incredibly critical. Tell us a little bit about how you do that.
Well, you know, a lot of times people do wait until they're in trouble. So they wait until they're so stuck that they can't see a way out. Or with relationships, they wait until they need a divorce attorney or a hardcore therapist to help get them out of it. And a lot of times, prevention, you know, the what's that, a pound of prevention, or an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah. So really with wellness or with any kind of coaching, the idea is to get ahead of it before it gets out of control and not to wait until you're so stuck that you just can't move.
That makes total sense. So relating it to today's topic, what are some of the issues in terms of reinventing, reigniting yourself, to be able to really solve some of life's mysteries, and maybe not even a mystery, just life's uncertainties or life's obstacles?
Hmm. Well, I'm sorry, what was the question?
Oh, the question is...
I got tied up in mystery.
The question is, who won the 1954 World Series? I'm kidding. I did that. The reason I mentioned that, because someone... I was at a restaurant one day, and they go, how may I help you? I said, who won the 1954? Threw him off, and he threw me out. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, the question... Tommy, repeat the question. Okay, he's...
No.
Come on, Tommy, you're supposed to listen. All right, he's going to actually probably repeat the question. Here our great producer, Tommy.
Wow.
Here he comes, trying to figure out.
Ounce of prevention, pound of cure, reinventing, not waiting till it gets to that stage. That's what I recall.
Yeah.
That's right. But then there was something
obstacles.
I said. I think it was,
it was
how do you
obstacles.
Go about, here it is. I'm going to, you know those little dolls, you pull a string?
There it goes.
I'm pulling my string in the back of my head, and here I go. It's how would you help someone that has a crossroads in their life? It could be a divorce. It could be a financial crisis. Sadly, that seems to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It could be people that can't get to work because of the bus strike.
Yes.
And on the way here, I heard some guy, I won't mention the station, he goes, oh, thank God for the bus strike. And I'm thinking like, well, how sad is that of people that need to go to work?
Yeah.
Anyway, so how does reigniting and reinventing your life, your passion, yourself, what are some of the things that can help solve some of the topics? And it could be, like we talked about, financial crisis. It could be, relationships needing to be mended.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a new job. It could be losing a job. What are some of the things that you guys talk about?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a large subject.
Yes, it is.
We could go on for many, many of these shows about just that very topic.
Well, let's pare it down. What are some of the significant things you've seen in your practice that people need help with?
Sure. I think bottom line is, to me anyway, people, as they go through life, they get so used to reacting to life. They're always in a reactive mode where something happens to them, they react to it, instead of tapping into their passion and making what they want happen.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay, you know they it just sadly seems to be the norm anymore, except for those. If you'll notice, the people who really make it, that's just exactly what they're doing. They're tapping into their passion. And that's what we talk about when we say reignite.
Mm-hmm.
They tap into their passion. They don't see problems. They see opportunities.
So it's a change of thinking.
It's a total change of thinking, yes.
Which is so important. Now, I like what you said. So rather than reacting, try to make something happen.
Exactly.
And if you look at the elements of making something happen, it does take planning, and it does take focus, and it takes a bit of courageousness and an absence of fear, perhaps, and belief in yourself. So,
So,
Lori, those are some of the elements, I suspect, too, as coaches you might work on, self-esteem, confidence.
All
how to
of those.
Plan your life.
And the other thing that we find, too, is that oftentimes people can tell you what they don't want more of.
Yeah.
They'll tell you, you know, well, I don't want that to happen, and I don't want this, and this is scored on, and I don't want any of that. But while they're focusing on that, they're kind of bringing more of that in. And so to break them out of the what don't you want and, okay, you know what you don't want, what do you want, that's harder to define for most people.
What you'll get is blank stares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know what they don't want, but they don't know what they do want.
Yes.
I agree with you. That's so critical. My NLP training, they always talked about don't think of a blue elephant.
Right. Exactly.
And what do you think of?
Yeah, a blue elephant.
So if you hear someone in your coaching sessions that people say, I don't want to be poor, you know what they're thinking of.
That's
And I suspect you say things like, what would you rather have instead?
Yes.
It's actually a simple switch.
Yes. Yeah.
And you still get blank stares sometimes.
You do. You do.
Wow. So how do you coach them along to actually get them to say, well, I'd rather be, you know, self-sufficient, financially independent, or, you know, how do you sort of prod them along?
How can you do that?
Yeah.
That's what you ask them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How can you do that?
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, how, and then the answer, it doesn't do that person any good for me to tell them what to do.
Right.
Because now they've got it. Number one, first thing, you have to buy it. They got to buy that concept. Then they have to go do it. All right. Mm-hmm. When it comes from them, when it's their idea, they've already bought it.
Mm-hmm.
They're bought it, and they're the best example of how to get it done. You just have to coax it out of them. They know how to do it.
That's a great question. You're right. It's like, so if someone says, well, I really don't know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say things like, well, if you did know, what do you think that might be?
Exactly.
Have you ever?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've done that, yeah.
That's
times.
A great language pattern. And
it really is.
You're right, because if you tell what they should want for them, that's not going to serve them.
Yes.
Yeah, they've got it's not their idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. So that's going to help a lot of people because, you know, so let's talk about a little bit about that because I think it's simple yet profound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what side of the fence do you think on? The things you don't want or the things you want?
Mm-hmm.
And if you think, just to summarize it, if you think about the things you don't want, the brain has a sort of a magnificent way of creating what you think about.
Boy, that is the truth.
Every time.
So talk a little bit about that, how the brain really, what you focus on, seems to manifest it.
It really does. The model that we use is something about coaching core energy and getting people out of the negative thinking and what we call catabolic thinking, which is it breaks you down. It holds you back into more positive ways of looking at life and looking at things, which then generates a different kind of emotion and a different kind of outcome. And so we actually have an assessment that people take that tells us where their thinking patterns are and where we need to start with them. And it's a really neat way to get started with a coaching relationship.
It actually gives us a roadmap to move them where they are to where they want to be.
Wow.
It
so
lays
you,
it all out.
You sort of caught my attention on this one. You said assessment.
Yes.
So it's a tool, an assessment tool that, what is it, like a series of questions or what is
it? It is.
It's a series of 70 questions that that do that, and very accurately, if they're honest with themselves. Honest with themselves, it will accurately judge where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a matter of, plotting out how we want to get from here to here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
called the Energy Leadership Index.
Right.
Wow. So it's like taking the inventory.
It is.
Yeah.
Because it's like a GPS system. Do you have one of those?
Yes, we do. Oh, yeah.
You like it.
We call ours Barbara.
Yeah.
Barbara.
Barbara gets us here and there, but she's a little fluky from time to time.
She's getting old.
Yeah, she is.
Wow. It's an outdated GPS system.
Yes,
it is. Well, but if you think about it, imagine a GPS system that didn't know where you are, but knew where you wanted to go, but couldn't tell
couldn't
you.
Couldn't connect you.
No.
Well, it couldn't, because you'd have to tell the person where you are. That's why it's so important, this assessment, to be able to know where you stand, what your inventory is.
Actually, the way I see it is it's, you know, when you first bring on a client, you've got to go through a number of sessions to kind of determine where they are, who they are, what they want. Mm-hmm. Whereas this assessment lays it all out. It makes it much more efficient.
How long does that take? 70 questions?
You know, 10 minutes.
Ten minutes.
It's one of those that you do it based on your gut. It's to what extent do you agree or disagree with the statement, and you just kind of go through it and you don't overthink it.
Now, it's. I would think, I'm just guessing on this, is that it's absolutely mandatory to have a coach do it. You don't want to get a hold of 70 questions, because you have to evaluate
this,
don't you?
Yeah, no, this is...
There's training involved.
To
know how to understand it and evaluate it.
And to debrief it and to understand it. And to know where to go with it as a coach. So how long does that...
How long does it take you guys to actually evaluate that? Is it used as part of the coaching session, and you start looking at it right then and there, or do you have to look at it off-site and then...
No, it's one of those things that once we... So somebody says they want to take the assessment, we send them the link, they send it back,
and almost instantly it's
scored, and there's a bar chart about the different energy levels. There's 7 levels of energy, and it'll show you where you spend your time, you know, which bar is longest. And we then back into what those mean and how it shows up in their lives. And usually they'll validate it. If you say, this is what it looks like, how's that show up for you?
Oh, yeah, right on.
Yeah, people say, oh, yeah, right, yeah, I do that. Yeah.
So is one of the answers couch potato?
It might be.
It might be.
Well, let's take a quick break, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions after the break, like how does one get to take that assessment? I suspect they got to probably call you guys first.
They do.
You just can't send a link, and we'll ask that question and explore that a little bit more. You're listening to Coach's Corner every second Monday from 2 to 3. Starring Joe and Lori Battaglia. We'll be right back.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Coach's Corner, starring in this corner. See, Coach's Corner. In this corner, Laurie, and that corner, Joe Battaglia. Sounded like a like a...
It did, like a fight.
Yeah, like a fight, but you guys... No, not at all. You guys are a great couple. Are you kidding me? And where we left off before I ask another question is so people, if they want this assessment, they should call you.
They should call us, yes.
So we should give... Let's give out your number real quick, and then we'll give it out again at the end, too.
It's 888-505-5762.
And so 888, that sounds like...
That's a toll-free number.
Wow, so you coach all over the nation?
We do.
We can.
Cool is that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
The wonders of modern communication.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then with Skype, you bring in the whole world, really. So
yeah, it makes the world a smaller place.
It does.
Much smaller.
It really
that
does.
That is so cool. So
yes.
Lauren, let me ask you this. What steps do you take to help someone along the path of reinvention?
Well, we settled on a process called appreciative inquiry, and that's actually a process that organizations use to move themselves forward with a trained facilitator. And I learned it in my master's program. Mm. And what I liked about it was that it creates more of what's good in life rather than drilling down to root cause and fixing what's bad. So it's sort of like the Western medicine, Eastern medicine kind of thing. Eastern medicine says prevent and get ahead of it, and Western medicine says fix it. And so this is one of those things where you look at mountaintop experiences in your life. If you've had those, you know, where things were really humming along beautifully, maybe you made another successful transition, and what made it so great, and what pieces of that were important to you? Why was that such a high for you? And then how do we get more of that? And so we use an appreciative coaching method, and we do that in our coaching, we do it in our workshops, we do it in our VIP days.
So that's really just part of you then. It's not just a specific tool. It's really your whole environment of coaching.
Yeah, it's the tool that we've kind of hung our processes on. There's four D's to it. It's discover, so you're looking at what happened up to this point that was so great, and then dream, which takes you into, so what kinds of things do you think you might want to accomplish in life? And then you get down to designing and destiny. So you're going big and you're opening up to opportunities, to possibilities, to what might be. And then you bring it down to what will be or what could be and then what will be.
Wow, I like that. The four D's. So yeah. Discover, dream, designing, and destiny.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fantastic because a lot of people don't even know where to start. And they usually start, like you were saying, maybe on the negative end, what doesn't work. And if you look enough, what doesn't work, you're going to find what doesn't work.
Yes.
What doesn't work.
and get more.
Yeah, that I agree with that. I think that's a good way to go. I won't mention names or organizations, but I know there's an organization out there. It just recently happened to someone I know that they went there and they, for 2 days, they're like, take you back to the past, all the trauma, all the negativity. And I just don't think that's the way to go. I mean, now they're anchored in stuff they thought they got rid of.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are just bummed out. And I don't know. I'm not sure you have to recreate something and anchor you back into the most horrible time of your life to fix it. I think there's other ways. And it sounds like appreciative inquiry has elements of that.
It honors what's happened before. So if there are traumatic things that you've successfully handled, and those traumas sometimes make us who we are, and then we come out stronger because of them. So we don't do therapy, but we do allow people to dip back there to revisit what that was that happened, maybe release the energy that they're still holding around that. We believe in conscious choices. So if somebody's going back there and stuck in the past and they don't know it, we want to help them move forward. If, on the other hand, they just want to visit that and say, well, you know, that was a really rough time, but I did okay. I came out all right on the other end. Good for you. And then we take that and build on more positive things from it.
I like what you said, conscious choices.
Yes.
Because let me ask either one of you this, is that if you allow your unconscious mind to choose, what does it usually choose? What, based on patterns that usually don't work?
Right. Yes.
Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
So do you remember, let me ask you this. How do you then Is it through appreciative inquiry that you actually get them to conscious choosing versus allowing their past unsuccesses, we'll call it, on the from the unconscious mind? How do you get them to the consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
So just through the whole process of this?
Exactly. True.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The process, and I think if you take, when we think about that assessment tool that talks about that energy, there's a lot of components. So this process of appreciative coaching really opens people up, but the process of understanding where you are right now is a piece of that. So you can talk about all these great experiences you had, but if you're rooted in being angry all the time or feeling like a victim, like they're doing it to me, things like that, if you don't acknowledge that, you're not going to fool. You can sit and brainstorm all you want, but that stuff will get in your way. So it's really a package of things that kind of come together.
So is part of it building new resources for people? Is that part of coaching?
Yeah, and part of it is helping them figure out what resources are around them, because many times people don't really see what's right in front of them, or they just haven't been exposed to it.
Now, the way I use the term resource, it's not just external resources, but it's internal resources. So so when I talk, and a lot of CPAs, and as you know, I'm a CPA, but NLP. I'm
yes.
like two
yes.
personalities.
Exactly.
No, I don't like to call it two, but I call like one integrated personality that integrates the good of both. But there's external resources. People, when they go into business, for example, they need capital.
Yeah.
And they need resources in terms of employees or people. But then I always think, and I'd say if you agree, that the internal resources seem to be even more critical. Resources meaning how much confidence you have.
Yes.
Your self-esteem, your skill sets,
yes.
the belief in yourself that it's possible.
Sure.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that, the internal resources?
Okay. One of the things that we had a name for when we were going through our coach training was they talked about your gremlin. And your gremlin was a little guy that sits on your shoulder and says, you're not good enough. What makes you think you're going to go out there and let's say for a coach, you're going to go out there and coach and there's thousands of other coaches and there's probably a couple hundred right around you in Phoenix. Why are you so different? So that's the gremlin talking.
Ah, gotcha.
Or maybe the gremlin says, you really ought to go get a PhD because how are you going to compete? You really don't have what you need. And we see it around us just with our coach friends as they're getting their businesses off the ground. When you're going to class after class and after class after class, but you're not quite ever coaching anybody, the way you learn to do it is to practice.
Yeah, you got to coach someone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You see some of your coaching buddies.
Yeah.
Is that an avoidance technique, you think, just to, like a professional student?
I think so,
they just
yeah.
keep going, never looking for a job.
It's a little safer.
Job.
It's just safer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
So you see that, a gremlin.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's got one.
Yeah. And truly, they're the hardest things to do, hardest things to coach around. Is to coaching, because that energy is rooted. It's so stuck in your head. So that's a good portion of what we coach, are the gremlins and people. Pull those out, expose them for what they are, and then they just kind of flitter off into nothing.
And sometimes give them a different job to do.
Give them a different job
yeah.
to do.
Oh, yes. A different role. So,
yeah.
Hey, this is good advice. I like it. Let's stay on this topic for a second. Do you ever have two gremlins, one on both shoulders?
Oh, yeah.
There was actually
absolutely.
There was a
the
movie
angel
about
the devil
that.
Thing?
Animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember
oh,
Animal
yeah.
Health? We won't talk about that. Well, I don't even remember, but I remember not to talk about it.
Right.
But two gremlins, like one on one shoulder,
sure.
another one on the other shoulder, and one says, you can do it. The other one says, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Internal conflict.
Oh, my
how
gosh,
how do you handle
yes.
that? People have that all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, I think the answer is just to expose them for what they are.
Yeah.
If you can, the gremlin is emotional.
Yeah.
There's no logic. There's no rhyme to it. It's just emotion. Draw him out. Mm-hmm. Draw him out. Show him exactly what he is.
Is it always a him?
No.
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 You
no.
said that real
we'll
quickly.
Use, yeah. We'll use the empirical.
yeah, exactly.
Draw it
but
out.
Yeah,
yes.
you expose it,
it
for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
how do you do that? What do you do? Say, what are you trying to do for that person that's positive? Is that one way you do it?
I think that, you know, they say whenever you need to make a change, the first thing to do is to figure out how's it coming up for you and how often is it coming up. So it's, first of all, it's recognizing the gremlin. And in our coach training, they actually had us name ours.
Really?
And they gave it a name. So if your gremlin's name is Johnny, let's say, then...
Not Barbara?
No, but not Barbara.
Oh, that's
no,
a
she's
GPS.
Got her, that's, she's got her issues. Yeah. But Johnny... mine's name is Johnny. So I gave him a different job. He was the I don't have enough money gremlin.
Gotcha.
Because I grew up with parents that went through the depression and stuff, and a lot of us that are baby boomers have that in our background. So I sent Johnny out to work and find me sources of abundance.
Oh, it was the like the money guy.
It's like flip him. Yeah.
Flip
yeah
him. How interesting.
His name is Johnny Cash. So
oh, that's good. I like that.
So Johnny goes out now. If I start to feel desperate at all, or that little voice comes up, I'm like, okay, you need to go out and find me sources of abundance. And checks from odd places will show up, or rebates that, you know, from months ago will just come in, or something, or a client will walk in the door.
The power of the mind.
Yeah.
I like that. So you sort of redefine their
role. Yeah, we gave him a new job.
Oh, that is good. Well, let's take a quick break, and I'd like to ask a few more questions about this gremlin. I think this is not your gremlin necessarily, but but gremlins in general, what people can do today maybe to really, it sounds to me like you sort of isolate it, you sort of reframe it, you redefine it, you change it, and as you do that, you're really changing part of you, and we'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Tax time is here again. Let Bierenbaum and Spieing relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Bierenbaum and Spieing has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff, and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spieing, CPA.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Coach's Corner, one of my favorite shows, by the way, Coach's Corner, because everyone needs a coach, I believe, and actually two coaches, his
absolutely,
and hers.
Yes.
His That's very important. Of course, Joe and Lori Battaglia in studio, Living the Dream Coaches, and we've been talking about reinventing and reigniting yourself, your passion, especially when you're stuck, because... that's the thing that can get you over the hurdle.
Yes.
When you're stuck and you need something. Now, we were talking about gremlins. You called it like Gale, which is a gremlin and...
And assumptions and interpretations and limiting beliefs.
Well, I'll tell you, those limiting beliefs are killers.
Yes.
Because if you, you know what they say, if you believe you can or can't, you're right.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right.
It's that simple.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
why not pick the empowering approach?
Yes. Women can't be scientists. Of course not. Women can't do, a woman could never be president. Well.
Right. We beg to differ.
We beg to differ.
Yeah. Wow, this is, you're absolutely right. These are great examples of cultural beliefs that really,
yes,
sadly filter down to when people are young. Mm-hmm. And they in NLP, they call presuppositions what is just assumed to be true without even questioning. That's sad, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
How powerful is that to question, to realize enough that, wait, why can't I question doubts that I have or things I automatically do? If more people did that, how would the world change?
It would change miraculously, but it takes some courage to do that sometimes.
It does, and that's where coaches such as yourself can help. And our coach is also, it seems to me, like a really good support system and reinforcement. So we talked about reinvention, reignition, but reinforcement's got to be positive when it comes to coaches. I mean, that's a part of your role, right?
Yeah.
That's absolutely.
How do you do that? How do you reinforce? Is it just through, a known schedule of you're going to be meeting with people?
One of the things that I like to say is that, when you're coaching someone, I will say to them, I will hold you powerful even when you can't.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to say I'm the cheerleader in the background, but I know what they're capable of. It's their gremlins, limiting beliefs, that are holding them back. And all by saying, yes, you can. Why can't you do that? Certainly you can do that. I'm going to hold you powerful. I'm going to hold you accountable, powerful, even if you can't.
Well, that is a powerful way to reinforce. So it's not just your presence, which is a present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made that up.
Yeah.
Present? See, you give presence by your presence.
See that?
But you actually verbally, with all your passion, is saying, I will hold you powerful.
Yeah.
And expectations from others have a major impact on one's own
absolutely.
Confidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
How often have you seen that?
Oh, wow. It's funny that we kind of come into the world and we don't have any presupposed beliefs or any of those kinds of things. And then the world happens to us around us. And there we are as little kids. And first we're free to do whatever we want. And then it's like, nope, don't do that. Nope, don't do that. And so we carry all the weight of the beliefs of our parents, oftentimes our grandparents, all the people around us.
Your peers.
Everything.
The kids in the lunchroom.
Yeah.
So choose your friends wisely.
Yes.
There was a show called Misery Loves Company. It didn't last long, but I actually knew the person who starred in it. It was actually a good show, but think about it in life.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like people that have sort of the same mindset seem to attract each other?
They do.
They do.
Law of attraction.
Yes, it is.
Good or bad.
Yeah,
good
exactly.
Oh, man. So so would that be one of the things you might suggest? To reinvent yourself is to take a look who you're hanging around with.
Absolutely.
And maybe explore outward, venture outward, journey outward towards maybe a different type of group or people.
And what's really tough for people is when those people around them, specifically family members, are the negative ones, there's some big choices to be made there because we don't advocate that anybody cut off, from family. But sometimes the people in your family, having been raised the same way, are folks that are going to continue to bring you down.
Yeah.
And sometimes the friends you've surrounded yourself with. So you really have to think about what kind of messages are coming into your world all the time and whether they're lifting you up or bringing you down.
And let's look at that. The company you hold with the Gale concept, gremlins, assumptions, interpretation, limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
Because if you're hanging around people that continually reinforce your gremlins.
How would you know any differently?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even recognize it as a gremlin. It would just be your truth, whatever you accepted as the truth for you. And once that's ingrained, it's not impossible to unpack. It's just difficult. to unpack it.
Now, there might be listeners right now that says, oh, my gosh, this is me. I have a spouse that constantly puts me down. And I don't think you're advocating, you know, like getting a divorce.
No.
But it is a challenge because listeners are now thinking, like, how do I, you know, how do I go about changing if I constantly am with someone that is putting me down, mm-hmm. maybe from their own fear that the other person will be too successful?
Well, that can be a lot of it sometimes. Sometimes when, you know, when you have partners that one is always putting the other one down, and we've seen it go both ways.
Both with ways.
It's not just sure. men putting women down,
right.
women putting men down. And when you have that around you all the time, you start to accept that as the truth.
Yeah.
If I just had made that dinner a little better or whatever it was, we find that as you start shifting your own energy, you'll make the determination whether that's a healthy relationship for you or not. And it will become obvious in one way or another what you need to do about that. It's either stay or go or get help, but you change yourself first. So often we try to change the other person. Can't do that. Until they're ready.
You can't really change another person. I mean, yeah. you can suggest, you can show them a better way. If they accept it or not, it's not up to you. The only thing you can change is your view of yourself and your view of the situation.
And often what happens when you change yourself, you get a change reaction sometimes.
You do.
Because you're not you anymore. Well,
right.
you're what
you're
you
closer
should
to the real,
be.
Right. Yeah. You're closer to the real you.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that you covered up by lack of confidence, low self-esteem, fear, anger, all the things that really prevent you from being your best. And isn't coaching about trying to reach your full potential?
That's it.
It is.
And again, once again, we often say, I mean, what coaches do is take you from functional to optimal.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be the best that you can.
Wow, I like that.
And that's
whatever that means
for you. Whatever that means for you mm-hmm. is what we do.
That is so exciting. And mm-hmm. I can't wait as the months go on and you're on the show. I think you're thinking of having actually live coaching on
the
air.
We are. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That would be phenomenal to experience that, right? Live on the air. I think that's very, very exciting. And of course, in about 10 minutes from now, we get to hear a cup of Joe.
That we do.
And that would be Joe ranting, I guess.
A little bit, anyway.
Yeah, the weekly rant.
A little piece of me.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait. And that's going to be part of the regular programming.
Yes.
A cup of Joe.
Absolutely.
And if you do want to see it weekly, because we're on once a month here, check the website, Living the Dream Coaches, and his blog is on there every week.
Oh, so you got a weekly rant.
Yeah.
A weekly rant.
I guessed once in a while, but usually it's him.
Oh, that is so cool. I can't wait to hear this. Will I be shocked?
No.
Okay. I want to be shocked. Okay, I'm kidding.
Maybe next time.
That's old traditional psychology, shock therapy. What was that? That was called something else.
Yeah, right. Oh.
What was that called? Oh, lobotomy? No.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Electroconvulsive therapy.
Oh, man. There's the medical guy.
You know, I had, you know, about 15, no, it must be like 20 years ago, I had a client, a PhD in psychiatrist, actually. And he said, after our meeting, I said, so where are you going? And he goes, I got to rush off and do an electric shock treatment.
That's it.
And I go, you guys still do that?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I was shocked. I go, you know, I'm thinking like, well,
it's the reason.
Wait a minute. You're an engineer? You deal with human emotions?
Yeah.
It didn't
yeah.
make sense.
Yeah.
Is there a reason to do that?
I don't know.
I don't even know. I have no.
It actually does work. It's a little. It's the reset button on the bottom of your computer.
Oh. It sounded so strange to me, though.
It's the reboot. Yeah.
And he says, hey, you want to try it? I go, get those prongs away from
right.
me. Stay away from the vehicle.
That's right.
That was no fun. And anyway, I was just sort of surprised. I don't know. I guess I should look into that and see, is that really a viable therapy these days? Who knows? And that was a while back. Anyway, when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Joe and Lori Battaglia. This is Coach's Corner, and in about 10 minutes, we have A Cup of Joe, starring Joe Battaglia. The weekly rant. You're going to love this. I can't wait. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birenbaum and Spien can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Coach's Corner every second Monday of the month from 2 to 3. Starring Joe and Lori Battaglia. Remember, in about, let's see, T-minus 6 minutes and counting, we have a cup of Joe, the weekly rant by, yes, Joe Battaglia. This is great. Now, let's talk for the next 6 minutes as we're getting for T-minus 6 and counting, the kinds of crisis people find themselves in. And so the listeners can relate, and then they'd say, hey, there is hope. There is a solution. And certainly you, and Lori and Joe, are part of the help that's available. So what type of kinds of crisis do you find people are in?
Well, so these are all things that people have come to us for help with. So one of the first ones, and I bet a lot of our listeners are going to identify this, is they're either in an unsatisfying job, they want to change careers, but they're well into their career. So it seems like, oh my gosh, how will I start over? And that's one opportunity that's around career. Or they've left a job, or more commonly, a job has left them. Mm. And sometimes when a job leaves you, in hindsight, it's the best thing that ever happened. But your first reaction is, how will I pay the bills, and what am I going to do next, and will I find another one? How long will that take?
And there's a sense of failure to that, too.
There is.
Yeah.
That somehow I've failed, you know.
Yeah.
Because if I was better, they would have kept me or
right.
whatever.
Sure. Right. Yeah. And you can talk yourself into any of that. And so it's another way to get stuck.
Good point.
And then a couple of other times is when the nest is going to be empty. And this one definitely hits women, but it hits men. But women tend to, okay, I'm going to generalize for a moment here because not everybody's the same. But I think women tend to wonder, what am I going to do now? Where the man might be saying, well, this is good. You know, the kids are out of the house. And she's saying, yeah, and I don't even know if I know you anymore. And what, you know, now you have to deal with any relationship issues that you've been able to let go over the years. You've got more time on your hands. Some solve that by hovering over their grown children. Some solve it by having the kids come back and live with them again and welcoming that. So there's a lot of issues that have to be dealt with at midlife when the kids finally move out. Other times we see people coming in when they are approaching retirement and they want to know, how am I going to fill that time and make it worthwhile? There's a woman here in Phoenix that has a book called 70 is the New 40. Her name is Barbara Atkins. She's another coach. And she talks about your bonus years. And so in your bonus years, after you're not actively going to a job every day, what are you going to do? And what kind of legacy are you going to leave behind? And how do you want to do that purposefully? And then, of course, there's always midlife crisis. That's another one that comes up. You know, just I don't like it the way it is anymore, and something's got to give.
I've been the one who's had to do for others for so very long.
Mm.
You know, when is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So midlife crisis. Yeah, that or go out and they buy a Porsche because the economy, they go out and buy a VW.
Exactly.
But it's a new VW.
As long as it's a convertible, that's yeah. what I say. I've got to have a convertible.
Yeah. How about financial crisis? Is that part of the no job type of deal? Or?
Yeah, that oftentimes comes in our line. It comes to us in the way of what am I going to do about this lack of job thing? There are some great coaches that specialize in financial coaching, and there's some good ones here in the Valley that do that. We find that for us, the reinvention and the relationships partner up nicely, because there's often times when reinvention is happening, a relationship component in there somewhere, if only, as you like to say, with yourself.
With yourself, sure. Your relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and then the other one that comes up sometimes is, so I've had a fully successful life up till now, and I'm really happy with it, but I've accomplished every goal I set out to do professionally.
You're at the end of the bucket list.
You are. And sometimes that happens around age 50, or sooner, or later. But oftentimes, you know, those big birthdays with zeros on the end cause some kind of, from about 40 on, I think, even 30, cause some introspection and how do I want to change things going forward? Is this all there is? What do I do next?
How about, you talked about the empty nest. How about the empty spouse syndrome? You're married, but you're so alone. I bet a lot of people can relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
That's relationship oriented,
yes.
Right?
Well, that's you have different priorities after a while. Kids have gotten in the way. The job gets in the way. And pretty soon you're living with a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was my situation. My ex-husband and I split after 22 years of marriage and 4 years before that. And it was brought about by our son leaving home and recognizing that there wasn't a lot left.
Okay, so yeah, it's a sort of a camouflage in a way.
Yeah.
Disguise where...
You keep very busy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Wow, so the empty spouse, that seems to be pretty
that's
prevalent,
a big one.
Right?
That's a big one, and we find people don't want to deal with it very often. They'll come to talk to us about what to do with the rest of, you know, their job or their activities, and they say, and my husband or my wife, blah, 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 and then you don't hear much about it. And it takes a little while for that to get dealt with.
Wow. Well, as promised, guess what?
It's time.
Today, right now, live here at Coach's Corner, we have a Cup of Joe starring Joe Battaglia. The weekly rant, which you can, again, see, read, I guess, on your website. What is it again?
It is www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. And click on our blog, and you'll see it weekly.
And, Joe, take it away, the weekly rant by Joe Battaglia.
Oh, my. First of all, I'd like to thank, yes, Norma. Thank you.
She knows who she is.
She knows who she is. The basic title of this one is called "Where Do I Go From Here?" Major changes in one's life they're never easy. Even the changes that were wanted, desired, and needed, even they're not easy. I think consistency and stability are part of the human condition. It's just what we need to see the continuity from one day to the next in order to be happy. If you doubt that, just look at our present political situation. One side fighting tooth and nail, convinced that any change will be the total destruction of our way of life, and the other side is convinced that if we don't change, the same thing is going to happen. Oddly enough, this debate has gone on since the revolution, and yet we're still here. We're still here. We're doing pretty good at this point. The same situation exists within each and every one of us every day. To stand still, to not change, in essence, is to die a little every day. Well, what died? Well, that one day that you lost, that you didn't use to your advantage, that you will never get back. That one thing that would have made you or someone you love or even a complete stranger a little happier, a little richer, or a little bit more fulfilled in life. What does change look like? It could be changing or losing your job. It could be a divorce or even losing a spouse. A major change in your health condition will certainly change your outlook on life. Your kids finally move out, and you're left with a suddenly and somewhat disturbingly quiet house. The list is endless, but you get what I'm talking about. They all leave you with a question, where do I go from here? Oddly enough, there's only two things you can do. You can either see the change as a disaster and do nothing, just roll up into a ball and die. That's not good. Or you could see this change as an opportunity for constructive change and be open to the possibility that maybe, just maybe, you can use the situation to your advantage. There's an old saying that goes something like, the pain of not changing has to be more than the pain of changing before anything will happen. What if you looked at life, at every situation, good or bad, as an opportunity to make your life a little bit better? If you looked forward to change because you knew that you could use that change to your advantage. Sounds absolutely revolutionary, doesn't it? It is possible. Just think of Thomas Edison. He said, you know, when said, don't you get tired of making all those mistakes? He goes, no, making 1,000 mistakes? He says, no, I just know that 999 times, I know 999 different ways not to do it. All you really need to do, is change. The way you look at change, and then the question is, where do you go from here, will answer that itself.
And that's the weekly rant. That was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I mean, it's all about change.
It's all about change.
It is.
And you both said it sort of summarizes what we talked about today, is that people are like in a sleep. They're just asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
And until they awaken, they will never know what they're missing.
And how good it can be.
That's exactly right. Wow, a cup of Joe. Joe Battaglia, weekly rant. We're going to say monthly rant, right?
Yeah.
But you can see the weekly rant right on your website. What is it again?
Yep.
www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. Go to the blogs. You got a year and a half of them laying there.
Yeah.
Wow, you got a year and a half of them every week?
Or is it about a year?
About a year. About a year worth.
That's very inspirational, what you just read.
Yeah.
You are one inspirational guy.
Yes, he is.
You know, I've been there. I've done that. I know what this is about. I've had to go through these very changes.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the best situation, because you don't want it theoretical when you're a coach or academic. You want to actually say, wait a minute, I've also had this, you know, similar experiences, and this is what works. It's not what theoretically works, but it actually works. I always said everyone should have a coach right now.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Absolutely.
Why do you think people don't, though? What are they afraid of?
I don't know. I think that we're oftentimes afraid to reach out for help. And I think sometimes people are just not quite ready to make the change, and they know that a coach will work with them to make that change. So it can be scary.
Well, it can be. And overcoming fear will be one of the first steps. But even if you have fear, there's a great book called Fear But Do It Anyway, something like that.
Yeah, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
I thought it was a pretty good book.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's so important. So let's give out some contact information. If they want to call you, where do they call?
Okay, they call 888-505-5762.
And if they want to read the great website and see the weekly rant by Cup of Joe, Joe Battaglia.
www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Wow. And I love that. Living the Dream Coaches. There's so many movies that say, I'm just living the dream.
That's right.
And that is so important, because either you're living the dream or what?
Or the dream is living you. I don't know.
Or you're living the nightmare.
Yes.
You're living the nightmare.
The law of duality. That could be another topic.
It could be.
But to sum it up, it's really important to understand that we're here for a reason, and really to fulfill what we have, gifts and talents to give others of service.
Yes.
That is Lori and Joe Battaglia. Thank you so much. We'll see you next month.
Okay.
Coach's Corner. And good stuff. And remember, what is it again? www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
That's it.
A pleasure, Dave.
Oh, well, yes. It's my pleasure. I love this stuff. Everyone should really be getting into it. See you next month. And stay tuned for Understanding Autism right up at 3.
familyvaluesradio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time Went On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Tax time is here again. Let Bierenbaum and Spieing relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business, such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Bierenbaum and Spieing has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spieing, CPA.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.